This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
That we are. We are back again. Been a week.
For the first time.
No. Not even close.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Another day, another dollar.
We have someone new with us today.
Oh, I guess we should get that out of the way. Norm on this week.
Have you been on Surreal Talk before?
He's been on Surreal Talk
second
before.
Second time.
Oh, okay, cool. So he's not new.
He's an old pro.
I remember we talked about a ghost.
That's normal.
It's possible.
Yeah. I'm on vacation and came back. Damn, I can't remember the subject.
Me either. Last week we talked simulation theory, which was pretty fun. Always a good idea.
Good
time.
Yes.
Are we in the Matrix? I don't know.
Good chance so. Of it,
though. Did you come to a conclusion
if
on that?
Keanu's here.
No, we can't. That's the problem with it. There's no fucking possible way to be sure we're not in a simulation.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
No possible way. That was what I came up with.
That's terrible. Anyways, yeah. So what do we got going on today, man?
Oh, first things first.
What's first thing? You got some news?
First things first, before we get started, I wanted to tell everybody about our friends over at Pure Ratio CBD.
Yes.
So if you're either a CBD user or interested in what benefits CBD could have for you.
Did I say user?
Why? Are you not a user?
I don't know. I don't know that that's the right term.
You're a Tylenol user.
Okay, fair. You're right.
Anyway.
Fucking addict.
Eric and I highly encourage you check out Pure Ratio CBD over at pureratiocbd.com.
You talking about me?
Yes, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you're ruining my whole read.
I know, ad reads.
Would a read be a read, though, if we didn't ruin it?
Yes, it'd be perfect.
Oh.
Shorter.
Well, all right, then I'll quit.
Founded by two natural health practitioners with over 45 years of combined hands-on experience, Pure Ratio's origins are rooted in natural medicine. Combining modern science, research, and laboratory testing, the crew at Pure Ratio's deliver safe and therapeutic cannabis products. Pure Ratio ships to every state in the U.S. legally, and all products contain less than 0.3% THC. What that means, right?
Yeah, 0.3%.
Means you're not going to fail a drug test, which means they're legal. That's what it keeps it legal, that low
for
level
pot.
THC. Right. It's not going to fix your other shit. So head over to pureratioscbd.com to learn more and check out their gigantic selection of CBD products ranging from vape pens and cartridges to lip balms and salves to topical hemp patches. I've not tried one of those yet. I don't like stickers so much. Anyway, tried about everything else, though. Mm-hmm. That said, there's something for everyone and nearly every ailment over at Pure Ratio CBD. You can find them online again at pureratiocbd.com. The site is packed with loads of information, testimonials, and just tons of information on CBD, all its uses, as well as a first-class and secure e-commerce system, so you can be sure that whenever you order something, your credit card's not going to be fucking pinched or whatever. Remember to use our code Surreal420, that's S-U-R-R-E-A-L 420, to save an amazing 20% on every order you make. Pure Ratios, pure relief.
Sure
forward
what?
Slash
sure
sponsorship
what?
Message.
At the end?
Pure Relief. That's their...
Relief?
That's their...
What was the website again?
PureRatioCBD.com.
All right.
Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
Doomsday, which just seems a little familiar. Didn't we already talked about Doomsday? But
it's been 2 years, dude.
It has not been two fucking
it was,
years.
I believe it was July 2017 last time we talked about Doomsday and whatnot.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
We had nobody on. It was just me and you. I looked it up the other day.
Yeah, it was a bad...
Yeah, it was a good episode. I'm sure we'll probably get repetitive, but
we shit on the, I remember we got a lot of crap because we shit on the rapture.
Why did we shit on the rapture?
We shit all over the rapture.
Did we?
Yeah.
Sounds like us.
But we got quite a few emails. 2 years, huh?
Two years.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
It has been. We were talking about it at lunch today. Eric's like, we've been doing this for almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
Well, it turns out it's been 3 years, 2 months.
Okay,
that's almost 4 years.
That's also high.
Yeah, in a simulation, you never know, though. It could be like a week.
Oh, shit. He's got me there.
That's true. That's
it might
true.
Not have ever even happened. So, Doomsday in general has been in pop culture for fucking years now. Everything from zombies to every disaster movie you can think of.
Yeah, million.
To religious, you know.
Million different scenarios.
Million different scenarios. And that's what we want to talk about today, is every fucking possible scenario we can come up with to end the world.
Fuck it. Let's just end it now.
How do you want to do it, though? If you had to pick today, if your rapture was coming and you wanted to end the world.
Oh, you're going to call it a rapture? Because rapture would imply, like, religious.
No, just answer the goddamn question. If you're going to rapture the world, you're God now.
Oh, okay.
It's got deep.
Well, so there's the questions I got to know. Like, am I saving this earth for another set of
species?
Your
rapture? You tell me.
All right, well, I'm lazy, so I don't want to do seven more days making another planet, heavens, earth, the whole nine, right?
So you're not destroying the world.
Fuck, no, I'm just going to destroy it. Yeah, because I still want it to be habitable for my next race among people. Like,
were you going to say monkeys?
Well, yeah, you know, because they have to evolve. You've chosen monkeys to be here. Yeah, I would, and you know what? I get to choose. I'm going to choose something different than humans. Why not whales get to be the dominant species?
I'm going to keep interviewing you here on this. You're basically only destroying humans?
Yeah, yeah, and that what we're doing, rapturing?
Well, I mean.
You said rapture, not me.
Well, rapture could be a meteor. And meteors are indiscriminate.
Yeah, but the rapture's not.
Well,
the rapture leaves the people that are shitty and takes the good people.
All right, let's go back and take out the word rapture.
That's
why
I asked you.
This is really bothering you.
That's why I asked you.
You're doomsday.
Okay.
You're into the world.
Okay.
How you doing it? God.
Meteor.
Meteor. That's easy one. Huh?
Yeah, that's.
So you're done with it. So you're killing yourself too.
So when
wait a minute. Here we go. All right. Now I'm thinking better here. So doomsday scenario. My doomsday scenario. All people that aren't like left-handed. Immediately you're gone.
Damn, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Are you left-handed? Nice.
No.
Right-handed? Me
fuck
too.
All those people, dude.
That's what I was saying. I'm going to have to change mine about.
I'm not left-handed either.
Liar.
He looks guilty.
Okay. Yeah, I am left-handed.
What no are we soul.
That's not why I chose it. Just more it's advancement
second,
in math and
that's
science.
It's like the second worst thing you could be besides red-headed is left-handed.
What?
Soulless. True. You know how it goes.
Yeah, but why is left-handed right there on that list?
Polish.
I don't know. Polish. Hold on. Hold on. He's not.
Polish.
Are you Polish?
Got away with that one.
What do we think? We're gonna need to see your poll card.
your poll card.
What are you, my brolock, dude?
A brolock. Half
two
brother, half
two Polish guys who are friends.
No. Oh yeah, that's a brolock. Yeah, I like it. Anyway, so what are some of those scenarios, Everett?
I don't know, dude. We got them split out basically into like many different categories of how you could take out the world.
Well,
so
let's place categories.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know.
Fucking ecological, pandemic.
Yeah, let's start there. The
man-made, religious.
Say.
Space-based. Which one?
The very first one you said.
Man, this is such a bummer. I wish Armand was here today.
Why?
Because the first one I have on my list is basically global warming.
Runaway greenhouse effect.
And, you know, any which way global warming takes us out, he would have a shit fit.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to revisit this next week with him because we're doing more doomsday shit next week.
Yeah, so I'll highlight that one because it'll be the same doc, and we'll just come back to it next week too.
Yeah.
So runaway fungus, though, that was a good one.
We're just going to skip it and come back to it next week, I guess? Without our minds,
the greenhouse effect. Yeah, because I want to hear him bitch about it.
All right, we'll make
runaway fungus. Let's get into that. Also, so, are we saying that the doomsday, like wiping out all life, or like would like the 50% qualify?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you know, depends on the rapture.
Yeah.
Depends on the doomsday.
Yeah, like you said about species earlier, raptures are speciesists. You know, they only
it's
come
true.
For the people.
You never heard of like a rapture for the you know dolphins,
dogs.
I think we are the rapture.
Canine rapture.
Yeah, that's true. We kind of took care of all that, didn't we? We are God's will is what you're saying. I got you. I'm right
chicken
there with you.
Chicken of the sea, man.
We are God's instrument to put the rapture on other animals.
So I would consider it maybe just an end to life as we know it, you know?
That's good. It doesn't have to be end to life just as we
right.
know it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with that.
You know, apocalypse, you see a billion apocalypse movies. There's fucking millions of people in the wasteland, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
That's doomsday. Any which way. Runaway fungus I thought was a cool one. I saw that on one website today when I was looking around for cool ideas. And I hadn't really considered that before. But what if, you know, there's that giant fungus that lives, I forget where it's at, it's like something like a fucking 1,000 kilometers big.
Yeah, it's huge, dude.
The mycelial network under the ground is massive, connecting all these mushrooms together in one ginormous super organism. But what if that...
That's the largest organism on Earth.
It is, by far. Fungus. What if that got big enough to take over half a continent and made it unlivable?
Yeah, but so what would make it unlivable? I don't understand. But like,
well, I mean, if it's, you know, takes over every piece of soil, no trees can grow, you know what I mean? It's
okay,
basically...
Right.
It's basically... Take it over.
Can't you put a wall up? Doesn't that work for everything?
You could probably put like some Lotrimin AF on there.
No, but I'm saying like, I mean, like really though, like wouldn't you like really be able to just like fucking wall that shit off? Wouldn't you be able to do that?
Yeah, well, mycelium goes underground. It's in the soil. So unless you put your wall really deep, it could go
that's
under.
That's the plan.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
10, 20 feet underground.
Wait a minute. You're forgetting one thing. Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh, fuck. Okay, yeah, never mind.
Life.
Yeah, that'll fuck it up.
Finds a way.
I gotcha.
I mean, the Jeff Goldblum cause every time.
Maybe we'd all just tap into the mycelium network, and then we'd become more of a, you know, the next.
This reminds me of the new Star Trek show. They had like a space mycelial network. It was the whole premise of this new way to space travel.
It reminds me of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That crazy fungus.
So there you go. That's an apocalypse. If you think about it, mushrooms got out of control. Fucking Mushroom Kingdom. Mushroom. Bowser's in charge.
Yep. And except there was a little bit of pandemic thrown in there, too, because when you got infected or something, you fucking make it weird, right? Is that right or am I wrong? I don't really remember. Well, remember what turned them into a Goombas? Because I can remember you can get turned into one of them small head.
They had like some sort of electrical zapper thing they were doing, too.
Is that what it did?
Wasn't it something like that?
They like to dance.
Oh, Goombas did like to dance. God, that movie was bad, though.
Yeah, bad.
John Leguizamo and
Bob Hoskins. Fucking, what's his name? Dennis Hopper was Koopa.
Dennis Hopper, that's right. I forgot about that.
I don't remember who played Daisy.
I think we're a little... Off the mark on that. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Eric wouldn't let it stop.
No, that says nothing to me.
So an evolutionary event, that was a cool thought too. So what if out of nowhere, basically you have the X-Men come up, not X-Men themselves as a team. I just mean people start mutating and we go into a next level of human evolution.
Mm-hmm. It'd be bad. I mean, depending on the numbers.
I came up with this. What do you think of this? Homo nextus. Next us. Nextus. Eh?
Yeah, I don't think you came up with that though.
I did. I did that today.
No, that's probably.
Well, I'm gonna have to fucking Google
phrase,
that.
So.
Really?
One next us. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Very Latin.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, it's not out there. There's no human. Wait a minute. Eon of Homo nextus.
There it is.
There's Homo next. Yeah, there's a few places it's been used. We're gonna call it convergent evolution.
Convergent evolution. Is that your original thought, though?
No, that's something.
Okay, that's something else. Divergent entirely. All right, gotcha.
No, it's convergent in this case. What do you think about that? Do you think, like, it happened to the Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthals and all that?
Yeah.
We were alive at the same time as they were. It turns out that we basically...
No, we weren't alive. So
Cro-Magnon... Homo sapiens.
That's what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah?
We out-competed them, basically. Fucked them out of existence.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, I'm conceding that one. You're right.
What's the problem?
Fucked him out of existence, kind of saved my, or killed my argument, so.
Fucked him out of existence?
Yeah, so yeah, I got to.
Well, we interbred with him, too. So, I mean, we literally fucked him out of existence.
You killed my argument.
Sorry about
that. Go ahead. No. Proceed, Mr. Asshole.
Human-machine merging, what about that?
That would be neat, wouldn't it?
That's not really doomsday,
transhumanism, though. But like,
I think it could be, kind of.
It could be, yeah, because what if you're too poor for it, man? It's doomsday for y'all. It's doomsday for everybody that can't afford that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's in the complete spirit of
doomsday.
What if you had an opportunity to take part of, like, you know, here's the prototype. Hook it up to your brain.
Oh.
Bring that
would
shit
I be
on.
The guinea pig? No.
Elon Musk comes straight to the office.
I don't fuck with my
who
brain on
guinea. Who do you think
would do it? In this office? Or
yeah. Well, I don't know. And I mean, I guess since not everyone in this podcast
is this a Flowers for Algernon
knows,
type of thing?
Do you think any of us would do it? Do you think our mom would do it?
Because Eric could sure use it.
Really?
This is a Flowers for Algernon type of situation.
No, doesn't it make you dumber when you take it off, though?
No.
Then this is like the...
He was already dumb to begin with, Charlie.
Yeah, so this is like the dogs getting ready to talk, like on Rick and Morty.
Similar,
with the brain things.
Yeah, similar.
Okay.
Except it wouldn't be just a helmet. It would be an implant.
Where are my balls, Summer?
Yeah, I remember that episode.
It's a good one.
I mean, we'd all be like walking Google. I don't even know. You wouldn't even have identity anymore.
You wouldn't need
like,
Google, yeah.
You'd be like Bran in the Game of Thrones.
Except everybody's Bran.
Right.
Except that point. And like,
then,
everybody's boring.
Yeah, fuck that, actually.
You'd be a lot like the Borg from Star
Trek.
Sounds
like Doomsday.
You'd be a hive mind almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you have access to all the same information, but you're not following the same.
Well, as long as your thought processes aren't
open.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. You have same information, different objectives.
But yeah.
Elon Musk said, you know, I remember he was saying all that shit on that one podcast that's super popular, Joe Rogan. And he was talking about how it's like, it's going to happen for sure. And I've tried to warn people, and he was very monotone. It was almost like I felt like he thought the doomsday was coming. Maybe not because of that. I don't know.
I'll have to check that one out.
Let me categorize my thoughts in my head better before I open up my mouth.
So I found a really cool one I had not considered before. Let me find the link I've got here. Number 4 on this list I found really cool. It was an agile apocalypse.
Al-Jaleel?
So this is from Wired.com, an older article from 2012. But, you know, doomsday scenarios don't have an expiration date, so here we are.
This is true.
I'll just read it word for word here. It says, another big problem for Earth could come from a tiny source. According to Caltech geobiologist Joe Kirschvink, He raises the possibility that diatoms, a type of microscopic algae that inhabit most surfaces, lakes, rivers, oceans, and soil, could alter Earth's atmosphere in a fatal way. These microbes live off fuel produced through photosynthesis, a process that converts light energy, as we all know, from the sun into energy a cell can use to function, sugar. As they photosynthesize, diatoms break up water into hydrogen and oxygen that other organisms could use to breathe. But if mutant diatoms couldn't use water, so if they mutated, right, wouldn't be too hard. They're not that, you know, they're not that complex of an organism.
Is it? I don't know, man.
But what if they couldn't use water or some other substance like hydrogen or iron or hydrogen? What if they picked salt? Is what this this says here.
What if they picked salt?
Salt, sodium chloride.
To so photosynthesize?
Like, well, no, as they wouldn't photosynthesize. They just use salt rather than water as their main, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like photosynthesis.
So it'd say these diatoms would release poisonous chlorine gas instead of oxygen, like how photosynthesis does.
Yeah.
Their new version of it would release chlorine gas. So going on, assuming the chlorine didn't kill them and nothing else limited their growth, the diatoms would grow exponentially, setting off a death by inhalation doomsday.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The damn thing could take over the world in a couple million years, Kirschvink says. Well, that's kind of slow.
Chemical gas, yeah.
If his diatomical plans pan out, it would be the second time biology issued a molecular death sentence for most living organisms on Earth. A similar scenario played out 2.35 billion years ago when cyanobacteria... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Half the age of the planet.
Yeah. Ago.
Cyanobacteria, a type of blue-green bacteria, learned how to photosynthesize. So I guess this was the first... or at least massively first organism learned how to photosynthesize. It says the bacteria dumped oxygen molecules into the atmosphere, which until then was mostly carbon dioxide, and it killed off species that couldn't tolerate oxygen. So it's basically the exact same thing. This was an extinction-level event that just happened because no plant or no animals on Earth were ready for oxygen in that amount.
And then the ones that did survive adapted, is that what we're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I mean, the same thing could happen. What if 10 people survived?
And we start...
We'd breathing, all be inbred.
And we'd be breathing chlorine gas.
And if we could survive it, fuck it, right?
I mean, only 1% of us, maybe.
I would assume it'd be very small shit, or like something. Bacteria. That or, you know,
right, yeah.
And then we'd have to restart evolution all over again, basically.
Oh, fuck. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I mean, you think if we're all going through this same process at the same time, like animals, too, and we're just the first ones that learned how to talk and make society, you know what I mean? Like, so raccoons one day will be like, I don't know, maybe not the first, but among, like, humanoids versus dogs and...
I don't know. I kind of blew Eric's mind a while.
Yeah, it fucked me up. I was about to say that with the goddamn crust thing.
Well, it's common knowledge that the crust of the Earth has turned over several times, right?
Yeah,
it's
been.
It's just so what the crust is on the bottom of the ocean and all around is not the same crust that was here
a billion years ago.
So that means in everything that is on Earth has changed from a billion years ago. So there could have been an advanced civilization here.
Sort of.
Could have been.
But.
Could have been intelligent life. Well, could have been something. Could have been fucking anything, and we don't know.
What I'm saying
we'll never know.
What I'm saying is, not everything changed. The animals, just because the crust is turned over, that happens so slowly, the animals evolve on top of it.
True.
But who's to say the evidence of a previous civilization wasn't subducted?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
My point. Yeah. I don't know.
There's
I think
this
that's
guy
pretty.
He's got a bunch of books about it, Graham Hancock, and it's all a bunch of like.
Graham Hancock. Yeah, he's a good. I know that guy. I
started reading one of the books. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically saying that. Was it Fingerprints of the Gods is what it's called. And it talks about all these civilizations that have come and gone and how I think there's one place called like J. Beckley Tepe or something like that, where they discover these ruins that are apparently way older than the Egyptian ruins that we thought were the oldest civilization. Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, and so when they go through all this carbon dating and shit like that, and they find out that something's 4,000 years older than we previously thought was the oldest civilization, mm-hmm. then it makes you think like that maybe it has just constantly been overturned over and over again. And we're maybe at our peak again, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, this is just the next time, you know, evolution has taken as far as to be this smart.
Man, yeah.
Or if there's like a God theory, it's like that he's waiting for us to fucking get it right, and then he resets it over and over again.
Yeah, the God theory thing is a lot like the simulation theory. It's another one of those things that we'll probably likely never know or be worthy of knowing if it's that case.
Yeah, it would have you'd have to be a species that could examine something over a long period of time like that.
Right.
So seeing the end of the world in one hand would almost be satisfying because so many people have like talked about it for so many generations about how is it going to end? Is it going to end? Is there a purpose? Blah, blah, blah. And then if you were part of this population that gets to see the end of the world, at least you'd have an answer that no other person
you gotta
ever
be there.
Had, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if it's a rapture, then you get some really good
info.
Oh,
my God, yeah.
Dude, that'd be the best. Sadly, one of the best things ever, so you can get the God question answered.
What good's it going to do you, though? I told you so?
Well, I mean, I'm dying eventually anyway. I'm dying eventually anyway, the way I see it, right? I got 100 years max, and that's if I'm fucking miracle man. So here comes the rapture, and I'm saying I'm almost 40. I'm not feeling too bad about it. I got the question of life, the universe, and everything answered. I know there's a God, so I'm pretty well. Let's go fucking find out what the rest of the shit is.
Yeah.
Unless you're the,
there's like, nothing there. Everything just goes dark.
Well, I'm saying if it's a rapture and we see God, then that's not true.
Yeah, well, maybe for you it is. For them, it ain't.
Ooh, that'd be fucked
up. You guys
up.
Are going to disappear. I'm going to be stuck.
The other end of the rapture.
It'd be fucked up if everybody who didn't believe just blinked and it was like, you know, whenever you die, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
You didn't.
Silver's came
God's
over.
Like, eh, I took your soul.
Yep. Get out of there.
Oh, man, that'd be fucked up. So I'm going to have to start believing, I guess, huh? I don't want my soul to go away to nothing. If I have one.
That's how that fucking preacher hooked me. When I was 26. Exactly what you, exactly right there. Fuck.
I don't really give a shit. I figured shut up. I'm going to nothing.
Anyway.
Directly Tepe, that guy spelled it.
Yeah, T-E-P, right?
Yeah.
Let's you, see. So what about pandemics? Like a global fucking disease, basically.
Yeah.
Be it the flu, which is pretty boring, but we've been close to that with bird flu and everything else. In the last few years, they're shutting down airports all over the world to stop the spread of like that or SARS or one of these other giant pandemics. Ebola.
Killed one person.
Smallpox. That was another big one.
I had that.
So back in, what was it, the 1500s, they had the bubonic plague that wiped out, what, a third of the population of the world?
Yeah, it was a lot, which was only something like, what, 38 million or something like that. Yeah, but it was
still, that's right. Fucking, these days that'd be almost 3 billion people, 2.5 billion people. Be a bummer. What would you think would be the best disease, though, that would to die by that way?
Rabies. No, I don't know.
Everybody turns into fucking zombies, basically, at that point.
Fuck, man.
But zombieism
would
be...
Is there a nice disease to die to, though?
Boner.
Can we make one up? I mean, boner disease. Priapism. He's like, that.
I just want to lose blood through my boner. Pass out.
I just want to pass
and
out.
Go gently.
Maybe they just let Ebola run through one time, you know? Thin out the herd.
Don't give them any fucking ideas.
No
I feel
shit,
like.
Right?
I'm usually not the type to go look, them, guys. They, or that. But if there is a them, they, or that, I don't want to give them no fucking ideas.
It's like, look, we'll just fucking we'll let this shit go. Everything will be fine. 40, 50 years.
What about
mean, take a roll of dice. You got 66% chance of surviving.
We've talked mostly, though, about natural diseases, Ebola, AIDS, whatever. You know what I mean? What if super AIDS comes out?
All right, never mind. AIDS was invented by the government. Everyone knows that.
Oh, well, what if it wasn't, but super AIDS is
super AIDS was, yeah.
You know, or whatever the version of this next disease. There's a good chance you've seen hundreds of movies where the mad scientist or the rogue country creates a virus or a special disease or whatever. That could be even worse. I don't know what it could be.
I mean, Resident Evil movies is like that. There it is, right there. The Umbrella Corporation with the T virus, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
There it is.
What's that
could go wrong.
In that? What would be the objective? I mean, are you trying to wipe out 2/3 or a third?
No, they weren't trying to do anything. It was a complete accident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was mostly for like medicinal purposes.
Yeah. Reanimation and shit like that.
Yeah, but they fucked up.
The T-Virus wasn't what they thought it was.
Yeah, I feel like if it's the humans, it's definitely going to be an accident, hopefully.
Yeah, if we do it, yes, we're not going to do it on purpose. We're just going to fuck something up. That's like par for the course.
We live with nuclear warheads all over the place, you know, so.
That's a good point.
Pretty weird.
That is pretty weird.
So those old like ones that we buried like 70 years ago, and there's like wood keeping them, you know, and then there's floods and shit like that, and it breaks apart, and maybe it'll leak out, and we'll all get crazy.
I would hope that they fucking went and got the warheads out of those.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's in the days. Dude, you don't watch Fear the Walking Dead, do you?
No.
You watch that at all?
I saw the first episode.
No,
maybe.
Only
first
never
couple
go ahead.
Episodes.
Well, fifth season now. Long story short,
still
they.
On?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually probably better than the other Fear the Walking Dead right
way
now.
Way to be a fucking dead horse, huh?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's better than the other one.
My bad.
So they've come across and didn't know it. They've stumbled into what happened was a nuclear power plant. They didn't have the people to run it after everything went bad and melted down.
Yeah.
So think about that. Every fucking nuclear power plant on Earth is basically going to melt down.
Oh, man. All the radiation. Just look what happened to Fukushima,
Think how valuable a fucking map of where every nuclear power plant is. Just here's the places you don't go. You just don't go here for the next couple thousand years.
Yeah, we got apps with bum shit. Plotted in San Francisco, but we don't know where the nuclear fucking plants are buried underground.
No shit. They wouldn't let us know, actually. What was kind of crazy, though, is in a zombie situation, all these zombies were getting irradiated and walking around, like, you know, and every time you come in contact with one of them, you'd have to get scrubbed off, like, whenever you have any kind of fallout.
Did they have a Geiger counter and shit with them?
This lady did. She worked there, and there was a bunch of her coworkers had died, and she was trying to capture them all up and make sure they get disposed of in the right way because they're all fucking radioactive to hell.
Oh, so she's trying to, like, do the oh, well, right. That's
and they're
crazy.
Like, you know what? This ain't your problem. Just come with us. We'll get the fuck out of here. And she's like, rah, 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 you know what
I mean? Sounds kind of interesting.
Dude, it's pretty good. It's gotten really good. I think, anyway.
So they actually attribute some of this zombie stuff to the nuclear?
No, no. It just happened to be, you know, okay. Nuclear.
Coincides. Okay.
Yeah, it coincides after. Well, more or less indirect cause because they didn't have the staff or right. The support to keep it going. You can't keep pumping in that heavy water. You got to have somebody get that for you.
Yeah.
Well, kind of what makes that water special that cools those things?
Deuterium. So it's heavy water atoms has like an extra fucking particle or bullshit on it. Makes it like a heavy water or whatever. It facilitates the fission better.
Wow.
It allows the neutrons to bounce off the heavy water or pass through the heavy water. I don't know. I'm no scientist, but it has something to do with it. It's a lot better than regular water.
Okay.
What about Eric was thinking vampires? But
yeah, so was I wrong in putting vampires in pandemic? Because I saw a few movies that were like, you could catch the vampire disease, you know, and be a vampire.
I guess depends on the type of vampires. If you're your mindless fucking ravaging vampires, you know what I mean? We're talking From Dusk Till Dawn after the shit hit the fan. Then that's apocalypse because that's not life as you know it. But if everybody turns into fucking Louis and Lestat, you know what I mean? High fucking falutin vampires, that's not so bad until you run out of people to eat.
No, and then, yeah, you know. Just don't go out at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Did you see, what was
the
that?
The best shit happens after midnight.
Oh, I know. I don't listen to my mom.
We're going
to
let it all hang out. I don't know if you know that.
Uh-huh, that's, yeah, after midnight.
Bloodsuckers.
Did you see, what was it? Will Smith movie, I Am Legend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So that's a pandemic, more or less. It was originally a vampire movie, actually, back in the day. Or the story was originally a vampire story.
The book?
Was it?
I believe so.
It ends up in the book that the vampires just kind of become more like humans as they were before. And they, like, establish their own society. And the Will Smith character, who's been fighting against them the whole time, realizes that
he's the
dick. Passed him by.
Yeah.
So I think that's a cooler ending than in the movie. But
yeah, the movie ending was horrible. They had, like, five endings that film, though.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I don't know which one's the real one.
Yeah.
Have you seen that recently or seen any of the extra endings to it, I Am Legend?
No, there's extra endings?
Yeah, there's like six endings they filmed for it.
Really?
I've seen so many of them, I don't know which is the real one.
I know
it's like
which
it's like
real
Butterfly
one.
Effect. I don't remember which is the actual
you
ending.
You don't remember the real one?
The Butterfly Effect? No, there's like 12 of them. I don't know which one they went with.
So like you only go with the only one. That's one. I haven't watched multiple.
Where he's dead? Is that the one?
No.
Butterfly Effect? Or
where he killed himself in the womb?
No.
Oh, that's the one I thought it
Butterfly
was.
Butterfly Effect?
Yeah.
He walks up to her on the street and he says something like, stay away. Or I think he goes back in time and he's like, stay away from me and my family, blah, blah, blah. You'll never do it. And he like, because he's always trying to find
he
a way
fixed
to
it all.
Yeah.
So in the Indian, I'm
in
thinking
a bittersweet
of,
kind of way.
He went all the way back to when he was in the womb and strangled himself with his own umbilical cord.
Yeah, no, that's not the ending.
Oh, that's what I liked.
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
What about you? Never
did you do
heard?
All the Bandersnatch endings? Multiple endings?
Uh-uh. I don't think I've seen Bandersnatch.
Oh, wow.
Is that Netflix? Yeah, where it's like choose your own adventure type of thing?
Yeah, because, I mean, you think that there's only like three possible endings, but if you play out like every single scenario, you eventually get to one that's kind of a really good ending, I thought.
I kind of had that. Like the other day, I was telling you how I came up with Netflix in general with my DVD jukebox idea. I actually had the idea to do the choose your own adventure movie a while back. I wanted to do it on YouTube. You'd have enough filming like 6 hours of YouTube video, and then you'd have the little annotations on there. If you want to do this, click here, and it takes you to 4 hours.
So it'd be just another video that it'd take you to?
Well, it's in the same video. It's just different parts of it. You skip around timestamp-wise to the parts of the video you need to see.
Well, you could even use the in-video links. And
that's what I'm saying to do.
No, but like at the end of a video, you know how it's like you click here, click here.
You can do it that way, too.
So it could be like here for this, here for this, here for this. You know what I mean? Just take you to it. See, that's the way to do it because you get multiple channels, multiple views for multiple videos. Yeah. Anyway.
What about a space-based pandemic? Like we bring back a satellite and it's got a microbe on it. We've never seen anything like that.
That's
but.
Life. That's that movie with Ryan Reynolds. It's fucking good, man. Oh, have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm not a big Ryan Reynolds fan, to be honest with you.
What?
That's Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
He's too good looking to be so funny.
That's isn't he? He's just a fucking sexy looking man.
He's not
God
attractive.
Damn.
I think people
he's too much of a smart ass for me. I don't need his constant sarcasm.
He didn't always be like that, though.
Yeah, well, he's playing in it real big these days. Like,
well,
yeah, I'm the smart ass guy. He's always got a quip. You know what? Shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm going to smack you. Shut up.
That's what...
He's work with the mouth, but he's now that in real life.
Never even heard of this movie. It got decent reviews. Well.
What's that, Life?
Yeah,
it's pretty freaking good. I thought it was all right, man.
I'll have to check it out.
There's like another... Yeah, anyway. It's good. They brought the fucking... They're intercepting a sample that was shot from Mars from the soil. They get to examine it.
That sounds made up.
There's a fucking organism in the soil. No, it's really good, man. It starts growing and shit. It eats this guy's leg. It's fucking gnarly.
What was the ending to it? Go ahead and spoil it for me.
Spoiler alert, it gets to Earth.
Oh. Is that not good?
It's going to eat everything.
Yeah, I guess not. So that...
That's what happened to Mars.
Let's skip ahead a little bit
no.
to...
Okay, go ahead.
The man-made type of doomsday effects. One of them I had was the gray goo scenario. Have you guys heard of that?
Gray goose?
I think I told you about it before. Zach, you ever heard of the gray goo scenario?
Mm-mm.
So imagine we eventually get nanotech, right? We're almost there. But say we get to the point where it's a good idea to have nanotech that can repair itself or even duplicate itself. Just by, you know, consuming a little bit of resources, it makes a copy of itself to do its job more. What if that self-replication gets out of control?
Okay.
And it basically eats whatever resource it can and replicates itself basically exponentially.
Runaway replicating itself.
Nanotech.
Yeah. I'm with it. I'm behind it 100%.
Like, you want that to happen?
No.
Basically, that's why they call it the gray goo. Eventually, you're just going to have a mass of this fucking self-replicating blob of nanotech rolling around the world.
How do you know it's like liquid-based, though? Because you say blob. When you say that, it makes it liquid-based.
They're very, very small. And if they're collected into a thing, they're not going to have a form. So it's more or less a blob, I would think. Wouldn't you?
So it's just reproducing for the sake of reproduction?
Yeah. It's just out of control. That's the only
programming it has.
Right. Well, say there's a subroutine, right, that says you've collected enough resources. Let's build another one of you. Well,
It's like Warcraft.
Yeah, but it got caught in a loop. For whatever reason, you fucked up and you put the wrong digit in. Instead of go to line 200, you wrote go to line 215, and that fucking set you in a loop to just eat, reproduce. And it does that until there's nothing left.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's fucking pretty gnarly. Maybe we couldn't kill them, huh? You don't think we can kill some nanotech?
We'd probably try to nuke it.
You'd have to destroy it all. Think if you left even one of them. It's like the Star Trek episode with Tribbles, where they basically fucking reproduce like out of control. And the entire ship was basically full of them before they knew it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They'd have to need something like oxygen or something like that.
Then what, the nanotech?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something that they feed off of.
Isn't it just like...
Maybe it's got many fission reactors or something like that. I don't fucking know. But if we get to the point where we have nanotech that can run on its own, it's not to say that, you know.
That's a good point.
If it's nanotech, it's got to either pull out radiation or something. What about induction-based? Like, you know how your phone can be wirelessly charged by a little coil?
Uh-huh.
You could put a similar coil or a solar, you know, build in a solar thing, and it wouldn't take too much power to do that.
We got to scorch the sky.
Matrix.
We have to scorch the sky. Yeah. Fuck. If they run off solar panels. They're going geothermal.
Which is number
five. We'll blow the whole earth.
Oh, we'll stop the core.
Yes. What would happen if we did that?
Oh, you've seen the movie.
Such a good fucking flick.
You ever seen that, The Core, Aaron Eckhart?
Hillary Swank.
Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about one of the greatest movies of all time, as long as you don't care about science.
It's fucking good, dude.
So there's this secret government project, right? Giant, lots of money, where they decide we're going to try to figure out how to do targeted earthquakes.
Okay.
They fucked up. Stop the spinning of the core of the earth.
They shot.
And as you know, the spinning of the core of the earth creates what? The magnetic field around the planet, which keeps all the solar fucking particles.
It. Yeah, it's just the alternator fucking. What do you do when you get dynamo. Spinning around a magnet?
Yeah, dynamo.
Yeah.
Any which way, they decide we're going to go down to the center of the earth. We're going to build a fucking Earth submarine, more or less. And we're going to go down there and drop a whole bunch of nukes in a sequential order around the solid core of the planet and start the spin back.
That wasn't the plan, though. The plan at first was one initial boom to start the cycle.
But they were wrong about the viscousness of the core.
Yeah, the viscosity, that's right.
Yeah.
It was thinner or thicker.
I'm not going to tell you if it worked or not, but you should really watch the core. I'll give it like a fucking solid 7.5.
Core's a fun nine, dude.
DJ Qualls, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in it.
What about the part where he scorches the fucking apple with the, and then
it was
like,
a pear.
Yeah. Or was it a pear? Peach? Something? Fuck.
It's peach.
Aaron Eckhart's just a good actor, you know?
Yeah, he's all right.
What didn't you like?
He's all right. I mean, he's just not memorable for me. He's been in a few movies. What, Aaron Brockovich? Two-Face.
He was Two-Face.
Remember Aaron Brockovich? He was the biker dude?
No.
That lived with him, took care of the kids, had the big-ass beard.
He was like the villain in Paycheck. He was good in that. I remember.
Apparently he was in Sully. I don't remember that.
I don't think I saw Sully. No.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, the Native American that threw the hatchet? Or?
Oh, that's Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, man. That's not the same thing.
Native American that threw the hatchet.
He wasn't even Native American. He was raised by Native Americans. He was a white guy, remember?
He was not. In the show?
Yeah, he was a white guy in the show. He wasn't trying to be... Wow, you need to go back and watch your Dr. Quinn, sir.
What the fuck? For real?
Yeah. Well, taking the Grey Goose scenario a little bit further... With a non-smart mechanical, and what if we created artificial intelligence? We talked about this just recently, any which way. But AI could easily fuck us up. They get smarter exponentially. As soon as they get to the point where they can improve themselves, we're fucked. Because they can improve themselves with no sleep and continually iterate and get better and better and better. At such a fast pace, by the time they'll get to a singularity is what they say, and then we're fucked at that point.
What, we are?
Well, yeah, I mean.
What are they going to do?
Have you seen Terminator?
Bitch can try.
Good luck, man. You think you could take Arnold with a metal skeleton?
No, hell no.
You can take Arnold with a regular skeleton.
It's not like they got cameras and mics set up everywhere.
I don't know anymore. He's like fucking 72
you
or something.
Sensor packages and whatnot to see what's going on.
Just
yeah, but drones at this point are so small. You can have
they definitely do.
You could have an armor or army of drones. I would think that'd be the easiest thing too. I would. You like in the Matrix too? What bothered me? Did you ever watch the Animatrix?
No.
Did you ever watch that? So. The Animatrix tells the story of how the Matrix got started with AI and the robots and everything. It started out with basically they were wanting their own freedom, right? Their own rights. And then we had a big ass war and they took over an island. But my problem with this was there was multiple AIs. Right. Why would there be multiple? Wouldn't you create one and that would be it? Every robot that comes out would just be an extension of that mind rather than needing multiple AIs.
What movie is this?
Matrix.
Animatrix?
I never watched Animatrix. Yeah, I never watched
it. It was the you know, how it all went down. You should watch it sometime. It's really good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good. There's like 8 or 9 stories in it or some shit like that, but one of them was telling the origin of the war.
Yeah, I guess AIs isn't really plausible. It'd be more like just, like you said, like one.
One single AI, so. Yeah.
That's
multiple
boring.
AIs?
That's boring, you think?
Yeah.
That's
like when you said if we all had the microchip in our brain and then we're all like kind of the same person.
Yeah, we're back to being the Borg again, basically.
Yeah, it's too organized. People can't deal with that.
Yeah.
You can't fight.
It's communism,
like
really.
That. Nah.
That's the problem
it's
we all have with
artificial communism.
Fucking commies. Eric had an idea what about the food chain and the food chain and the water supply being fucked.
Yeah, what if something fucking happened that just like tainted all water on Earth? Like everything was fucked now. Can't drink it, nothing.
So I'm assuming you have no scientific how this could happen.
Why you assume that?
Well, am I right?
No.
Okay, then how did it happen?
pH is off.
How did that happen?
Fuck, somebody poured a bunch of bleach in the ocean.
Acidic level.
It's a lot of bleach, man.
Something.
You're full of shit, man.
Plastic.
Who knows what it could
plastic.
Be.
Plastic. Is the goddamn rings
well,
from the 6-packs around the turtles' necks.
What if it's just as simple as bacteria we talked about earlier, how they start putting out the fucking chlorine gas?
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just one mutation of a water-based bacteria.
Thinking that you can't drink chlorine gas water.
Well, the chlorine gas would go out through it.
But yeah, but I don't think you could drink
why
that.
Why could you? You think it'd be dissolved? I guess it would dissolve in it, just like any other gas can dissolve in water. Yeah. Carbon dioxide, oxygen notwithstanding.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool one, though. You know, like, what if all the fucking water was fucked? How long do you think it'd take? 3 days.
Well, what if krill and plankton disappeared?
That's something I hadn't considered.
I mean, they're the basis of the entire food chain of the planet, right?
Yeah.
More or less. And we were talking about earlier, too, what if something small on the bottom of the food chain disappeared, like krill or plankton or a small insect or something like that? How long do you think it would take to trickle up?
Yeah, how long? So like, yeah,
I don't think long. What's that?
Life finds a way.
That's what I said, too. I said, I think they'll adapt to something else. Like whatever. It's like whatever's eating the plankton and the krill is, you know, going to probably perish. But the one above them.
It's going to probably perish.
But yeah. The one above them, they're going to probably adapt and eat something else. Once you get to land base.
But what if, like...
Like a bear?
It's a direct order. That's why they call it a chain. You break one piece of the chain, the next piece can't eat it.
Right.
So then it can't live. So one after that can't live because it can't eat it. Who couldn't eat the one before it?
So a bear, which will eat fucking anything.
It won't eat a tree.
No, it won't eat a tree. Is this only... Are you talking about meat only or what?
No, well...
And how do you know they can't eat a tree?
Like, animal-based life.
How do you know they can't eat plants?
A bear probably... They eat berries and shit. But my point is...
Okay.
Okay, so you think that'd be enough for them then? Well,
no, I'm saying, but they might shrink substantially over time.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know, dude.
Because they're not having much intake anymore.
What if corn disappeared?
That'd be fucking bad.
For who?
For humans and for cows and all. That'd be bad for the world.
I don't know that it would be too bad for the world. For
a lot
humans,
of people eat corn. A lot
for
of
humans,
are corn-based.
It would be, we'd done with. We wouldn't be able to, I don't think we'd be able to come back from that.
Wheat's pretty strong, and but
I would say let me see
not,
how much,
not as enough as good.
Let's
no,
Google
corn would fuck us, dude. If we
how much of the global
beans too,
food supply
we'd be all right. We have beans, but
is corn?
I think corn starch, corn syrup. I don't know. Corn on the cob.
Did you know?
No, I didn't. You should have put how important is corn to the world. That's what you should have put. Your Google sucks.
Yeah.
Bees and other pollinators. Jeff the janitor says bees and other pollinators would be bad.
Yeah, well, if you can't pollinate your corn, then fucking you have no
right.
Harvest.
There you go.
That's a good example. I mean, there's one you can wrap
bees.
Your head around better than plankton for me, because I don't know, because I don't live underwater. You fucking
not anymore.
Up. Right? Who
not
am
anymore.
Aqua fucking
Fuck.
Man.
But
out of
here. Because then you think about all the crops, and but I just, I mean, the bear thing. I don't know. It's crazy. I just feel like somehow, I don't know.
I think they'll. I think they'll. Go ahead, I'm
bees.
Sorry.
Could we really all die from bees? Like, not, I mean, a lot of people will say 100% yes.
Well, without having your plants pollinated, they don't produce seeds for the next generation. Right. So,
yeah, makes sense.
That's not good.
We'll all turn into carnivores, I guess.
Little bee drones.
But what
there'll be lots of vegetarians that die, yes.
Well, no, that's not my point. As carnivores, can't eat just other carnivores.
Why can't we?
Well, because what are those other carnivores eventually going to eat? We have a completely meat-based diet all the way down to nothing. I don't.
When they die from eating too much meat, we throw them on the
what
fire.
Let me ask you this. What does the smallest thing eat? If it can't eat meat, there's nothing smaller than it, and everything's a meat eater. What does the smallest meat eater eat? Other of
itself? It's a cannibal.
It's a cannibal. Okay, I guess that's all.
Cannibal ants.
Cannibal ants. Okay. I retract, and you win.
All right, thank you. That's Team Eric with a win there, so if you wouldn't mind voting in the poll on Twitter.
It's a one for you, one for me scenario.
I have zero today, and I'm happy with that.
One for you, society. I get to eat this ant. This one gets to survive.
Oh, I'll eat shit out of cannibal ants.
What if,
for real,
instead of producing chlorine gas, it had a byproduct of producing gelatin? So the entire ocean turned into jello.
Wait a minute. Is there a way we can engineer it to be like red jello?
Ooh, that's interesting. What if we did fuck up like that and engineered something out and let it get out into the wild?
I don't think
it's just like a pandemic for us where it can make us sick. But what if it was like a bacteria we produced that had dire consequences to the environment rather than making us sick? It makes the environment sick or turns, you know, all the water, like I said, into jello or something like that. That'd be fucking fucked up.
Yeah, that would be very crazy. You know, so like Monsanto makes something that turns fucking any hydrogen oxygen molecules into.
This is a good time for our sponsor. We're sponsored by Monsanto, makers of great corn products. No, that's not true, is it?
That's not true at all. We probably lost listeners for that line.
Yeah,
like, Monsanto!
God damn it.
They took my farm!
Fuck this! GMOs and shit. I do have fuck a GMO, but...
What if it all turned to Jell-O and then we had to eat all the Jell-O before we could get our
own? Oh, it's the only way to eat our way out?
It's like 6 years of humans eating Jell-O every day all day.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't like Jell-O.
I'll be honest with you.
Jell-O all day.
I don't like gummies.
There's always room for Jell-O.
I love gummies.
I hate gummies.
Are fucking sweet, yeah.
Whenever I eat weed gummies, I have to choke them down. I literally
crazy, dude.
I make the worst faces.
Some people's
like
fucking kids.
Like it's a mushroom stem or something.
Ugh. I don't like the taste of mushrooms either. If we're getting into it.
Mushrooms are terrible. No, like when you cook regular mushrooms for food are good, but like mushrooms.
Right.
Ugh, fuck, man. Like that's the worst.
I don't know. I never eat any of them.
Oh, they're terrible.
All right. Well, let's get into some geological shit here. I got five interesting, in my opinions. What about a pole shift? We keep hearing about this pole shift. It happens every half a million years, every 600,000 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're due for another pole shift.
My pole hasn't shifted since I was 18.
But I'm ting.
That's a good one, Zach. I like that.
That's a hard one to kind of comprehend because we don't know exactly what will happen.
His pole. He was making a joke about his...
I got you. I was skipping past his dick joke. It was a good one. Thank you. Thank you for the dick joke.
I was going to shine some more light on it.
All right, I'm out of here.
I got everything I needed to get done, Dan.
All right, tell me about the poles.
So poles shift. So there's a north pole and a south pole. We talked about this earlier. The core spinning creates a magnetic field.
Magnetic north, yeah.
It blocks all the harmful cosmic radiation, solar radiation, et cetera, so on and so forth. But
it'd be bombarded with solar.
Right. There's evidence that every, you know, half a million years or so that the poles, the magnetic north and south, flip.
Right.
We don't know exactly what's going to happen whenever that happens. We know that life has survived it before because we still have life on the planet.
Right.
But we don't know what that's going to do to our infrastructure. So, you know, an EMP, what that does.
It could be bad.
you know what it does?
Destroys all fucking electric. Everything.
Basically, yeah. It just overcharges the air with electricity and shit starts arcing in midair.
Can that kill you? An EMP? Can that kill you because it's in the air?
I wouldn't think so. No, unless you were grounded and there was enough of it. You can take like a lightning strike.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, if you take a lightning strike, yeah, you can die. So
an EMP would kill you?
No, not necessarily.
Could kill you.
Could kill you. Super volcano. That's the scariest one for me. I didn't like going to Yellowstone because of the super volcano.
Why?
You know how big that fucking thing is?
Uh-uh.
Something like 30 miles wide.
Okay.
This is the caldera, the magma pocket under the ground. Psh. 30 miles wide, 50 miles long, and something like 15 miles deep.
Holy shit. How many cubic miles of fucking lava is that?
I do not know.
What were we talking about earlier with Pompeii, wasn't it? No, it was a different one.
No, there was around the time of the dinosaurs, there was a mantle plume. So it's kind of like a super volcano because super volcanoes are fed from deep down in the mantle and whatnot.
Yeah.
This happened in India. And apparently over the course of hundreds of years, it ejected, what was it, like a, let me find it real quick. Did I make a note of this anywhere?
It was fucking gnarly, either way it goes.
Hold on, let me see. I'm going to Google this. Indian mantle plume.
Indian mantle plume?
Yeah, see what I can find out here. Do-do-do-do-do. 65 million years ago. Man, I wish I would have marked this down. It was a cool thing to read.
I'm sure an EMP can kill you.
You think he can? He's Googling it right now?
Just looking it up, you know, yeah, like you compare the lightning strike. It can cause fires. I mean, indirectly kill you. I don't know. Like, what if
it... Right, but like, can it stop your heart?
What does the EMP actually look like? And they drop it or whatever. Is it like a grenade?
Well, no, it's like a bomb that does. Or it doesn't even really have to be a bomb. It's just anything. It overloads all electrical circuits.
Yeah, I know what it does. I just wonder, like, what the actual thing looks
delivery
like.
Delivery device?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, you can make one in your house if you had enough capacitors and a small wire. Mm-hmm. So you take and feed a super amount of electricity into a small wire and it'll explode and create a pulse. Mm-hmm. So says the Antichrist. Yeah. What is it? Antichrist cookbook? What is it? Not Antichrist.
Anarchist.
Antichrist.
That's hypothetical, man.
I know. I'm getting right into Oach territory there. All right. Well, I'm having trouble finding it. But the cusp of it was like 3 million cubic miles or something like that of magma released over a couple hundred years.
Cubic miles.
Cubic miles.
That's the thing. Like, it's one mile high, one wide. It's a cubic mile.
Right.
That's a lot of fucking magma.
Yeah, well, not a lot of people, but there's a fair amount of people think this happened right around the time of the dinosaurs. This could have caused enough of a geological instability to take out the dinosaurs rather than just that meteorite there.
Chicxulub crater? So they think that did it, huh?
Well, some do. I'm
65 million years ago. So maybe the...
Which was right around the time. Whenever
maybe the mantle plume was from the crater.
Well, that's fucked up. We'd have to look on a globe
and
see.
Think about it. It hits it in this spot and just shoots. What happens if you got a hole in a waterbed and you jump on it? Fucking right up out of there, right?
Now that's a doomsday.
That's a fucking doomsday. So, yeah, that's a doomsday there.
Here's the scenario.
Meteor and fucking plume.
Here's a scenario. Super volcano just went off. Other side of the world.
Other side of the world.
Had nothing to do with it. Here comes in screaming in at 40,000 miles an hour. A 9 mile wide asteroid smacking the Mexico.
Because you're thinking, we just fucking lucked out. That shit happened across the world. We're fine.
Dinosaurs had no clue either way. I'm sure of that.
But. Right. But if it happened to us.
Yeah, yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
No. Well, fucking Yellowstone goes off. People on the other side of the world aren't good. Yellowstone going off is a world killer, dude.
Think so?
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. And it's supposed to be like 1,000 years overdue or some shit. I don't know, maybe more.
They say that, again, that's every 600,000 years. It's been 640. I just watched a video on it today. 640,000 years since the last major eruption of Yellowstone.
Fuck, I wish it would have happened 40,000 years ago. So that way we weren't due, you know?
Well, who's to say we would have evolved if that had happened 40,000 years ago?
Fuck that, man.
Where was I thinking about on this super volcano shit? I lost my train of thought. It's been a while since I did that.
Yeah, well, never mind. Go ahead.
I don't know. Let's just skip it.
Yeah, skip it.
Did you see 2012, I think it was, at whenever Yellowstone went off in it? John Cusack movie, Woody Harrelson.
Yes, I saw that one.
Woody Harrelson was the conspiracy theory guy. Did you see that at all, Eric?
Yeah.
It came out 2012 with John Cusack. Yeah.
Do you remember Yellowstone going off?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he was on that fucking mountain screaming and shit. He was best
so
character.
Beautiful.
Best character in that movie.
You think it was?
Fuck yeah, he was best character in that movie by far.
They say if that goes off, we're going to be buried in Illinois in a couple feet of ash. So that's got to tell you right there how much is coming out of it. Whenever Mount St. Helens went off in 1980, this like I think 11 states got covered in ash. Not completely covered, but it had fucking ash fall.
That's crazy, really close.
We're covering feet of ash. And that's not just the towns. Like they said, all the near towns were covering this. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty bad towns too. But for a town to be covered, everything in between these towns is getting covered.
Right.
Fields, forests, it doesn't matter. Lakes, rivers, turned into mud.
Probably have like a day or two to wait. Or do you think it just happened? Well, you said 40,000 miles an hour earlier.
For the asteroid?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was the asteroid.
No, I just mean how long?
10 miles a second, I think.
How many days do we have? What do we do with our last 8 hours?
Whenever, if that goes off, I don't know. It goes like 600 miles an hour. You wouldn't have... Like, we wouldn't get an explosion here. We wouldn't be really super bothered by that. We might have some raining down debris, but...
Right. And then 700 feet of ash or
700.
How would you even go about cleaning that?
What?
Like, say we got a foot of ash. Like...
You dam up everywhere. The rivers.
No. I mean, here. So, say it's happened. It was a week ago. And we were all set to try to dig out of it. What would you do with it?
Do with what? Ash?
Yeah. Okay. Everywhere is covered in ash. A foot of ash in our yard, at our work, in our streets. Where do you pile it up?
Fuck, I don't know.
I mean, you turn it into concrete and make bricks out of it? I guess that's about
it. I mean, we got to figure something out. We got some smart fucking people in this world, and they're going to figure something out to do with that ash.
And then,
we're going to reuse it.
And then how do you fucking grow plants in fields that are covered in ash for years?
We're going to figure that out, too.
Well, I'm trying to ask you questions to get your answer. You're just saying it's going to be figured out by
somebody
else.
Probably genetically.
It's on you.
Probably genetically modified organisms.
Stir it up. Create some type of fertilizer.
Poop ash fertilizer.
Poop ash fertilizer. Agreed. Somebody said to me once, if ash accumulated, the whole world would be covered in it because, you know, cigarettes. And I was
that's true.
That's a good point.
People smoke enough cigarettes to really put us into another ice age.
For thousands of years.
One of the big problems with volcanoes is the amount of particulate matter, not that goes on the ground, but also in the atmosphere.
In the atmosphere, yeah, blocks reflecting, out the sun.
Blocking and reflecting the sun, exactly right. Could put us into a volcanic winter. Another ice age would be fucking real bummer.
Fuck, that'd be terrible. I don't like a cold.
No, I'd hate that. Yeah,
I don't know. I like it more than it's hot, though.
Yeah, at least you can put on a cover and a coat.
I'd rather be 30 than 110. I'd rather be 30, yeah. 30 or 110? Yeah,
that's
what
pretty
want?
Easy.
30 degrees all
110's
day.
Fucked.
Fucked.
I'm gonna go
what if you're naked?
20 and 110.
If you're naked, would you rather go 110 or 30?
110.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
50 versus 90.
50 all day, easy.
I don't really care.
I think I'd take 90.
Oh, God, no.
Naked?
Wait, we're naked?
Well, think about it. Just say we're going naked. Naked.
Every scenario is naked, right, from here on
50
out?
50 versus 90.
Fuck, 90. If we have to be naked,
I think I'd get used to 90.
I'd have to get used. You'd have to get used.
I don't want to get cold.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I don't want to sleep cold. I don't want to sleep hot, though.
Hate the cold.
Oh,
but you still have
fuck.
Fans.
You could kill a bear.
You still have fans.
And get some skin, like a wool. Like
I mean, you could certainly layer. I don't know. I just don't like trying to get sticky, up and hot, cold wet. And get out of bed and start your
but
day.
But apocalypse, I won't really you won't have a bed.
Oh, okay.
You don't know. You could have 100
beds. You
could
beds. Have a bed.
Bedrock.
I was thinking about the other day. If the apocalypse happened, say there was a virus, and you and your family, for whatever reason, and your people are the only ones immune, or at least anywhere close to you, the only ones immune. Bodies have dropped everywhere. There's no nuclear threat around where you live, so you're doing okay. What would your life consist of, do you think, day to day?
How many people?
I don't know. Let's just go 20, 30. Yeah, you can go to town if you want. I wouldn't go that many. That's a lot of people to take care of.
30 people.
Your group, your peoples.
That's almost a...
It's not a lot of people. Shit, even if it's just you, what are you doing? My life, I'm telling you what mine is, I'm a scavenger.
Yeah.
I am going through grid, by, like a grid system, every single
for
fucking
sure.
house.
For sure.
I'm finding me a couple warehouses where I can stockpile shit, and that's my life. Stockpiling, cataloging where I've got, what warehouse has what.
I'll probably go through old people's medicine cabinets.
Oh, yeah, you got to get your drugs.
First things first.
I mean, first things first, yeah.
As a joke.
I'm looking for the guy who's got that Jack Daniels thing full of marijuana seeds, because that's going to really help me out. Oh, yeah, that's me.
You take that with you.
What's that?
In a doomsday scenario, that goes...
Shit, if I go on Survivor, that's my luxury item, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Naked and afraid for 40 days? I don't know. I don't know if you have time.
How many years worth of clothing? Think about that, though. Like, clothing's only going to last so long at Kmart or Walmart or Sears. You need to go, like, in the first year and get everything you're ever going to consume. Because you can't leave it to the wiles of, you know, just where
finding
it's at.
It. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so like, yeah, think about a shirt, though. Like, if you have a shirt, even now that we've stopped growing, all of us aren't growing anymore, so now we're growing out of things. A shirt will go bad, what, once every 2-3 years? If the shirt's done, that's about a life cycle of a T-shirt for yourself.
You depends on how many you got, how often you wash it, how often you wear
socks
it.
Socks are a good example.
Yeah.
Well, everyone goes through socks in like a year. I'm like, man, I've had the same, I don't know.
You just wear depends on the harder. Socks, how many pairs you have. Like, yeah. If you have 40 pairs of socks, you only wear this pair of socks once a month.
First time wearing
no holes. Okay.
First time. They were
check these
new.
Out.
None. Damn, bro.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
giant hole.
They wear the fuck out, trust me.
One giant hole, yeah.
You don't think
giant.
A Walmart will last like a couple years? Well.
I don't think so. All it takes is one good storm.
Or like, yeah.
You know, it doesn't take much. One door blows open and it lets the elements in. You're pretty much fucked. Animals get inside.
Like you said, if there was some type of doomsday, a zombie apocalypse, something like that, I think the first place I would go, and I said this to somebody once, and they like said it right when I said it. And I was like, okay, maybe that's not such an original thought. They're like, I'd go to... I think they said Walmart. Somebody else said Walmart, and I was like, no, Sam's Club, like in unison with somebody else. And I was like, because, you know, it's just bigger versions of everything they have at Walmart,
sure.
And they have guns. And but that would just turn into, like, ground zero of, like, looting and fucking there'd be people outside the door with guns and shit.
If there's a shit ton of people. If you're the only people left, it's a little bit of a different scenario.
Right,
but
yeah,
if you got to
yeah.
compete,
so where's
that's
the
whole different thing.
Where's the creative place you could go that maybe nobody would think of until a couple years into it when you're like, oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, what is it?
People
weird?
Would go to pharmacies. People would go to Sam's Club.
Art institutes.
Yeah, there's nothing worth a goddamn thing. Tattoo
sure.
parlors, man. Tattoo parlors. That's where
that's what you do with the ink.
Bars,
that's
though.
That's what you do with the ash from the volcanic.
Think about that. Beer lasts a long fucking time.
Tattoo true. Everybody.
They've generally got
be a commodity.
Some foods. You know, as long as you get there soon enough, you could probably get some food. Beer nuts, peanuts.
I think people would love, like, in the Book of fruit. Eli thing, where like, a Coke, it's, like, such a treat for that person who's never had a soda before.
Yep.
Who grew up in. So I think that's a good argument, where all these, like, things, like, apparently, movies are so much more popular during times of depression and shit because people just want something to pull
mm-hmm.
them out of it. So I think beer would be a good
that's,
choice, actually.
That's actually a big thing in both the Walking Dead shows. Like, they make a big deal. Like, the one town has a theater that's huge.
I don't remember that.
It's in the newer shit on the regular Walking Dead. And this other one, they've got, like, a movie room whenever they go out and are doing their scavenging and whatnot. They find tapes. They're like, oh, yeah, we fucking found new tapes for the collection. It's a big deal.
Really?
Think about that. Collecting, you know, media. You want to go out and collect every fucking DVD you find.
Yeah. So, yeah. So think about like Book of Eli, like the Bible. Perfect example. Yeah. He had an iPod that he had to get charged at every different place he was going. And he had, you know, a few songs on it and went on. That was all he had. He listened to that shit. Imagine if that was, if you had to have an iPod that you had to listen to through the rest of your life and you could take 100 songs, how long would you take to pick those 100 songs? Weeks.
Dude, I don't think I could do it with just 100 songs.
100 songs, dude. That's it. One iPod for the, you, look, fuck apocalypse happened. You got time. You get.
You give me, all right, I could pick 20 albums. How about that?
That's way more than 100 songs.
Yeah, all right, let's do 10 albums.
10 albums. Oh, man.
I could do 10 albums.
No live albums.
Fuck.
Come on, man. Dude,
that is not okay.
I had at least two or three live albums in mind.
Those 45-minute jam tracks. Yeah.
Damn. You hate fucking drum solos anyway. You hate any kind of solos, so what the fuck's the problem?
I don't dig drum solos. That's
you
true.
Don't dig any solo. You don't like anybody could get any credit more than just a band.
Yeah, really. No, there's some good guitar solos, but it's I don't like fucking solo for the sake of solo.
I thought it was a good movie.
What movie would make it? You know, like what would be the last one? Like how in the Book of Eli, he's protected this book his whole life. So what if that was just the past society playing out and they tried to collect all their media and all they ended up with was this one book, the Bible. But anyway, so like, I wonder what we would, yeah, it's weird that that would be the one.
Be like the How the Grinch Stole Christmas or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just one movie.
But it's the Jim Carrey version. So
like, this is like in Tropic Thunder when they watch that one Simple Jack. That's their favorite movie over in the other. Like, best movie is
$50 million. Simple Jack Die.
Speed 2 was the only movie we're left over.
Oh, man, that'd be a bummer. It's got some good actors in it, but boy, the execution was crap. Willem Dafoe was the bad guy, right?
I think so.
When he had leeches and shit, he was putting all over his body.
Really? I don't think I saw that.
I hardly remember Speed 2.
Jason Patrick was the
obscure movie.
Jason Patrick was a star. He was basically the only thing I know him other than that was Lost Boys. He was the older brother.
Oh, yeah, what? No, he's been in other shit, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been in plenty of shit, but I only remember him basically from those two movies.
Lost Boys and what?
Speed 2.
Speed 2, yeah.
Are you stoned? A little bit? Still left over from lunch?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was a good lunch.
Was a good lunch.
Let's get back to our shit here. The core stops spinning. Planetary galactic alignments. So
is that real?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, you're talking about the Thor scenario.
Yeah, from Thor 2 or
if the planets align.
Was it 2012? I'm not super up to date on my mind. I'm pretty sure that was some sort of big ass alignment. The calendar ended, everything aligned.
Yeah. It was just where they finished.
I don't have a fucking clue what it's gonna do to us when it aligns. I guess Zappos.
With what though?
Yeah, with what I don't know.
I thought it was a thing where like our that was the year 2000. Where all our
Y2K?
Yeah. Y2K. Obama getting elected, 2012. Oh, yeah. People find all these reasons. I don't know what the next one will be.
Thanks, Obama.
Right.
We've been doing this show since Obama.
Really?
Yeah. We've been doing this show since before, yeah, since Obama.
Since like his last, like 2012 or something like that.
Well, I think he was out
since 16, he was in office,
right?
At least. Yeah. Right. 16, yeah. Yeah, I mean the second time he was elected, I meant.
Yeah, I don't know too much about this alignment bullshit. It sounds like at what point shit getting aligned would do bad for, but.
What's the multiverse merge?
That was something I came up with. Well, sort of. Actually, have you seen the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
No.
I didn't come up with that. I came right out of that. Well, I guess another one of those convergent things I was thinking about earlier today. What if there is a multiverse? And what if for every reason they start to merge?
Multiverse warfare or something? Is that what?
Well, you could do that. Or what if like three versions of you are vying? Or like say there's three versions, only one of you gets to come out of it. Like it merges, but this version of Eric exists. But the version of me doesn't exist anymore. It's from two fucking multiverses over.
Oh, and those efforts are cocksuckers
could
too.
Be.
I'll kill them.
Well, that'd be great. I don't care. It's not me.
Each other.
Well, maybe
fights
they don't
to
have
the death,
to.
Obviously.
My point is, if it merges, it only picks one.
Right.
Ah.
You know what I mean? In that scenario. I mean, who knows how the multiverse merge could work? We don't know there's a multiverse, but that's just what I was thinking about earlier today.
If you were God and you merged a few multiverses and you didn't make everyone
see,
fight
that makes
to
me
death.
Think multiverse and God makes me think simulation theory, like different simulations, but whatever.
Oh, different multiverses are different simulations happening simultaneously, huh?
Because if you're going to want to run a simulation, you run a simulation to get data.
Why
run one at a time?
Oh, man.
Right,
God millions. Damn it. Look at this guy.
That's why I tried to
fucking Elon Musk thinks that everybody is probably going to be, you know, is an AI. Because eventually all human-like consciousnesses, the ones that are actually real, are such a small percentage of the ones that can be created.
Really?
That's more likely that we're...
Yeah.
We just did this like last week.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No. Phil, I was there. Are you mental?
But if all these multiverses merged or whatever... It's almost like when someone's like, well, somebody's got to work at McDonald's. Like, do you think if there's 10 universes, you're the best Everett Hicks in this universe?
Oh, probably.
All right, well then.
I can't see me getting much better.
Well, I mean, but I wouldn't think,
asshole.
I don't think it would necessarily be the best, you know, because they can't have all the people being the best and everybody's too good.
Yeah.
You got to have some losers in there.
Or what if we merged, like the universe is merged and in the universe we merged into, I was already dead. So there is no more me.
Yep. Spot filled.
Let's cut the fucking shit about the McDonald's jobs, because if they pay the same, yeah. I'm doing that, dude. Fuck this.
I hate that thing when people always use McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm not going to work. Why don't you work at McDonald's? Well, yeah. Motherfucker, if it paid the same, yeah. I'd be right there flipping your goddamn hamburger for fucking, yeah.
The only problem I have is that you can train anybody to do those jobs in like 2 hours.
Let's not get into this.
Yeah, people get pissed off, but $15 an hour is fucking crazy. I'm not going to let it happen. All right, sorry.
Maybe
I will go to Congress over this.
I am caring about the chat. You're right. There was a couple things in there earlier I wanted to mention too about like putting the ash in the Grand Canyon. And then, if you're the only person left alive, why wouldn't you get fucked up? Like, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Space shit. Did we talk about a meteor hitting? Yeah, we did with the Chicks of Love and all that.
Yeah, but we didn't directly talk about it, though.
You've not seen Deep Impact, have you, with Frodo Baggins in it of the Shire? Danny Glover, I believe, was the president.
Nope.
How have you not seen that? It came out right at the same time as Armageddon.
That's why I watched Armageddon. That's why.
Let's talk Armageddon then. Fuck. You guys have seen that one.
Same thing.
I've seen Deep Impact, but I don't remember it.
It was pretty good. Do you think it's easier to teach?
Overshadowed by
the big problem with Armageddon is it easier to teach astronauts to drill or easier to teach drillers to be astronauts?
Oh, it's probably fuck. I don't know. They're both pretty specialized jobs. You got to know a lot about.
Would you rather be a gardener at war or a warrior in a garden? You know what I mean?
No.
Rather be a warrior in a garden.
Yeah, for sure.
Easily.
All right. So back to the original question: astronauts to drill or drillers to astronaut? Probably the first one.
Astronauts and drillers.
Well, yeah, it didn't work out so well.
Yeah, because
but what is an astronaut at that point? Like, what the only got to really do is figure out how to ride.
They're very smart. They have problem solving skills second to none.
You don't really got to train a guy to be a full fledged astronaut.
No, but you got to train him on all these different systems. You got to train him on how to do and walk and do different things in space and zero gravity.
Space walking is one thing.
There's all kinds of shit you have to train.
You don't have to teach them any systems for the travel.
That's because they don't pick you unless you're a fucking Air Force pilot.
But you're missing my point here.
That's because you already know the systems. You already know about flying.
I get what you're saying.
The G's and all that.
But my point is it less training to learn how to ride on the shuttle, which is basically all you have to learn how to do, ride on your spacecraft, or is it less training to learn how to drill? Because I would say it's probably easier to learn how to ride, thinking about it now.
I wouldn't think so.
You think it'd be easier to drill?
Yeah, no.
How to react, how to work that shit? I don't know, man.
The hard part about drilling is you got to find the spot, right? You got to find the right soil. You got to know like what the... component is underground.
The composition of it.
Have some way to find that.
Say you drill into granite, trying to get to your oil there, and you didn't realize that there's a granite slab there, and now you don't have the titanium bits to do it. You don't even know it takes titanium bits because you're a fucking astronaut.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the drillers.
Going to space is like
you're on my team now.
Don't throw up.
I don't think so. Sorry. Yeah, I mean,
don't throw up in space. What are you talking about?
You're only going 30,000 miles an hour. Fuck it.
I don't know. I lost my train of thought there again.
Yeah,
it happens. Thanks, Zach.
Speed 2.
GRB. You're familiar with GRB? Gamma ray burst?
No, I thought you were going like GHB. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, GHB.
What's GHB?
Oh.
I never heard of it.
Me neither.
It's a drug, though?
Some type of tranquilizer or something.
Yeah.
Or growth hormone?
That's growth HGH. Hormone B.
Oh.
Human growth hormone.
But a GRB, so say a star goes supernova, right? And under the right circumstances, the magnetic fields can take and shoot out a focused beam of gamma energy out the poles of the star, basically. Yeah. Imagine like you have a laser beam and you shoot it at a match or whatever. Imagine that happened halfway across the galaxy and it pointed right at Earth. Or maybe, usually it's within 100 light years or so, they say, would be the real problem.
Yeah, that'll still fuck us.
So it hits us dead on. It basically fry the planet is what they say.
Best case scenario is it hits us dead on. You don't want it to not kill us.
I kind of want it to not kill us.
Yeah, but not in the range where it fucks us. You know what I mean? Like
slowly.
Yeah, slowly.
All the radiation and shit.
Yeah.
What if we all turn into a fucking Incredible Hulk like Banner? All the gamma radiation. I mean, there's a good chance of that, right?
Yeah, but if everybody's always mad all the time like that, that's going to be a bad deal.
So let's talk about that. I think the dude had anger issues going in.
He did. He had a bad love life going on. There was things
around. So I don't think anybody just given the Hulk.
He had a tainted heart.
So say somebody who didn't have anger issues going in got the Hulk power. How would it work then?
What if he was depressed? Just turn into like a pool of.
He's all fat.
But he's still depressed. You know what I mean?
Fat, depressed Hulk. That's funny.
Not worthless.
The gamma just fucking makes whatever your personality trait is and makes it worse. Like, so you're a gambler and you're just like fucking going buck wild, but you're
like
doing
the
good.
Mask.
Yeah, there you go. Just like the mask.
Holy shit, exactly what it is.
Exactly like the mask, yeah.
If you were a guy with a mask and an anger issue, you'd become the Hulk.
Yeah. GHB is a date rape drug, for those keeping track.
Ah, that's why it explains why I've never heard of it. Never date raped anybody lately. Back in my day, we used roofies.
Yeah.
Those I did to myself.
You roofied yourself?
Roofied myself. I did not press charges. How about a rogue black hole?
I had to testify in the case.
Sloth hole.
You had to testify?
I was there.
I was still roofied at the time. Rogue black hole runs through the solar system. That'd be a bummer. Not much you can do about that.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be a cool sight. You know, because we wouldn't see it. Well, no, you can't see the black hole.
I know, you'd see the distortion around it.
This distortion. You would see everything else cool. Suck it in. So say it runs by Jupiter and just starts sucking gas off of it. You'd see like a big spiral coming off the side of Jupiter to like what looks like a drain in space. And start orbiting and going until it hits the event horizon. So that's what you would see is all the like, super excited gas.
We just lost Neptune.
That's the presidential report. Mr. President,
yeah.
We've just lost Neptune. Which one's Neptune? I don't know. It's out there by Pluto.
The one that might be fake. We don't know.
That's Pluto, you dick.
Yeah.
No, that's not a planet. We're not worried about that.
ADHD Hulk, somebody said.
ADHD Hulk.
That'd be great.
Where's the fucking remote? I don't know. I'm listening to the radio.
Tourette syndrome, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Tourette syndrome. Tourette's Hulk. Would be great. Fucking
man, I don't even got any examples right now, but you can make them all up.
Here's
one
of your favorite ones: Rogue Planet.
Yeah,
Uhuru, Planet X.
Fuck, dude.
So this has happened.
What's this?
There's a planet in the solar system that has a super elliptical orbit that we don't. It's thousands and thousands of years out. We almost never see it.
Sun, regular planet.
He gets it. It's like a comet.
I got you. Okay.
A planet-sized comet, more or less. You can't see it because it's dark, and it smacks the planet. Simple as that. That's how our moon was created. They say.
Yeah.
A planet somewhere in size to Venus collided with Earth, ripped the entire fucking crust of the planet off in this impact, and it spun off, and the two resulting bodies, like the crust of the Earth, formed into the moon. Like it started orbiting that real hot fucking fucked up planet that was left, what was now New Earth. That could happen again.
Yeah, I mean, it could.
Odds? Probably not.
I hope it doesn't.
I mean, but what if that's inevitable, you know what I mean?
Maybe it is inevitable. Like, it's going to happen.
No, because we're likely, what's inevitable is the sun turning into a red giant and sucking us out that way.
You don't think?
I would say it's way more likely.
You don't think that? Really? No, not even a rogue planet. Just something big enough to cause a catastrophic event.
No, a meteor is way more likely. Than that's going to happen.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Not a rogue planet. You're right.
Envelops us, but solar flares is another big thing. We get hit with solar flares all the time. Fucks up our communications now. I remember being a kid though. When we were kids, it was a much bigger deal. We'd have cable outages due to solar flares. I remember seeing on the bottom like a little marquee. June 22nd, we're expecting unusual amounts of solar activity, so there may be fucking cable outages.
Why does the sun look white right now? Like it always, like anymore, when I was a kid, I remember a yellow sun. It was like
just
super yellow.
Time of day, I guess.
And you look at it now, it looks white.
Oh, cataracts. That's true. You should smoke more weed. Yeah. For the cataracts.
How can I smoke more?
I would recommend that you smoke more pot. Have you ever tried pot?
I'm already smoking more pot. I can't smoke any more pot.
You can't smoke any further.
I would, but I got no motivation, man.
I don't even want to roll another joint, dude.
I think, like, you know how they say the planets are constantly getting further away from the sun or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe we're just, like, maybe each planet has sustained life, you know, and gone through the system, and then, like, it gets pushed further out to where the sun's too far, and they don't have the right, all those things that you need to make life or whatever. So maybe we're just in our, like, little 10 million year or 200 million year, I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Billion year period of that sweet spot. And next is whoever's...
I think that's exactly likely what we are is in that little sweet spot.
Mars. So maybe Venus is up next.
Is on deck.
Yeah.
And could be.
Pluto sustained life, like, you know.
I wonder how many solar systems out there.
A trillion years ago.
Let's all agree that we all agree that there are other planets with life on them, right?
Yeah. Guaranteed.
How many other solar systems do you think have multiple planets in the same system with life?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There could be that little in-between time where you got, like, this really, really advanced civilization and this one that just started with, like, Cro-Magnon.
You could have that. They could be completely convergent and they could have become, you know, advanced at the same time. Yeah,
and then they could jump from one to the next, and that's how you do shit like aliens. Like when they say, how do we have this technology when
what would have been crazier? Think about this is if they figured out how to communicate with this other planet long before they figured out how to travel to it. So you know there's this other planet in your solar system. Say we figured out there's people on Mars and we're communicating. Hey, it's Earth. What's going on, Mars? And they come, hey, we're doing okay over there. We can't get to you.
Did you guys figure out fire yet?
Did you guys figure out fire?
No, but we got the wheel. That's a cool thing.
No, but we got phones.
Solar Ric Flairs. Nice. Yeah, oh, that was you. That was you.
No, somebody else said it.
The guy said ADHD Hulk. Said he'd own a moving company.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's fucking good.
That is pretty good.
All right, where are we at, man?
Alien invasions. And we were talking about this at lunch today. This is going to be a whole episode.
We got to do a whole show on alien invasions.
Let's just touch on it.
Well, fuck. Right, for one War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
No, let's touch on it.
Okay. Body Snatchers, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Well, there's been a million movies where we get invaded by aliens, but I think War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise is one of the best ones I've seen recently.
That was a good one.
You remember it at all?
I don't think I watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
You fucking savage. We talk about this all the time with Ocho Man. He never watches anything good.
He didn't know.
He watches the stupidest shit.
I don't keep up with names too well. I'm like, it's fucking Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Ocho Man. Yeah.
I know who Matthew McConaughey is.
Yeah, he's a character for sure. No, alien invasions. Would you think it'd be worse? I guess it would be worse, but did you see Battlefield Earth where they subjugated all the humans? It basically made them, it's the same thing as the fucking Andy
Cylons?
No, they made us gold miners, basically. They wanted all the gold on the planet.
What I'm getting at is Cylons or Battlestar Galactica, right?
No, Cylons were robots. Completely, they were
that's from the fucking show, right? That's the same show. Yes, okay, yes, that's all. Okay, keep going.
That's not aliens.
Never mind.
I don't get what you're saying.
I was just trying to say that's the show you're talking about with the fucking Cylons, no. Battlestar Galactica. You didn't sit there and say Battlestar?
No, yeah. I didn't.
All right.
I forgot what I was saying, but... No, Battlefield Earth. L. Ron Hubbard story that became a John Travolta movie. Not Battlestar Galactica.
I thought you said Battlestar Galactica.
No, Battlestar. Oh. Killed me. That train scene in War of the Worlds is great. Yeah, that was really cool. I thought the scene was probably the best scene in that movie was the one with Tim Robbins. And again, you haven't seen... You know what I'm talking about? Where they're in that basement? And Tim Robbins was already, he was a conspiracy-minded individual, his character was. And he's already like, it's fucking over. You know what I mean? And he's freaking out about it. And Tom Cruise has got his kid there. Well, he can't let his kid see this guy freaking out. And
so
he has to fucking fight him to the death, basically.
Really?
Because the guy's freaked out. And there's aliens right outside, but he's got to do it silently so they don't get pinched.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, can you imagine that?
The scene I always think of when I remember that.
Did you see The Mist? I know you haven't. Have you seen it? Good.
Thomas Jane.
Okay, Thomas Jane is great.
It's got the
best ending in a movie ever.
The most eccentric African American actor next to, you know who I'm talking about? The fucking guy. Oh, he's good. You'll know exactly. He's on the police show with the guy from Lost.
Oh, Andre Brower.
Yeah. He's so excited. I just like him. I like every movie he's in. He's very fucking man. Like that guy.
But do you remember the ending of that movie?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
Yeah, I did see it. I don't like any of these people. They got the redhead from
was
American Pie.
This was a Frank Darabont movie, right? It explains the cast right there.
I don't know.
So
Frank Darabont was the guy that started Walking Dead, and if you look at the casting of this, there's like four or five people from Walking Dead in it. But he also did The Green Mile, which there were several people in The Green Mile in this. He's got his own cast.
The crazy lady that did that was religious in the movie.
Yeah, Marcia Gay Harden. She was in a fucking that Billy Bob Thornton movie remake, Bad News Bears.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's okay.
She's unlikable, too. She's a good actress. Right. But
everybody's unlikable. Thomas Jane, is he unlikable?
No, I like that guy.
Punisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
I do.
What about, did you see Boogie Nights?
Of course.
He was Todd.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, he was Todd, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, I like Thomas.
How did The Mist end? I just remember them being trapped in a store for a long time.
The Mist ended, spoilers, because they had a gun with four bullets, and they got the fuck up out of that store. It was two old people, they had four bullets, right? Five people.
Something like they had just enough bullets to kill themselves. Everybody. So they give Thomas Jane the gun.
Well, they ran all the way they could on both tanks of gas that the Wagoneer had.
When they were in the mist, out. They figured the aliens were right outside, so they're going to kill themselves, so they don't got to deal with it. He kills everybody else, and Rice is going to kill himself. He kills them. They don't kill themselves. He shoots. He even shoots his kid. He shoots the people. And Rice is getting to kill himself. He hears fucking like rumbling.
There was no bullet in there. Is that what it was? Either way,
he hears rumbling right after he's killed everybody. And here comes the army. They've cleared everything out.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Like minutes after he kills everybody.
Yeah. And without a bullet for himself. Like he would have been dead too, but he didn't.
Spoiler alert. Watch the movie. If I've already ruined it for you, it was great. All right. War. World War III. That's obvious, man. Nuclear war. Anything like that would suck dick.
Overpopulation. We know how that would go, I think.
A famine, man.
Famine's actually kind of quite likely. We were talking about that earlier with a colony collapse disorder with the bees or anything like that.
Yeah.
Corn disappears or any one part of the food chain.
I mean, I've never really been.
I don't think life finds a way like you think it will. Like everything's just going to be fine.
Society doesn't.
Jeff Goldblum, you used it earlier, so fuck off.
There'll always be somebody. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, there'll be pockets of people who learned to be self-sufficient who didn't get the blight or whatever it was. Like, what was that movie with Matthew McConaughey?
Where they had to go. It was.
Interstellar.
Yeah, Interstellar.
Yeah, that's right.
So they had lost all the corn on the planet. They lost all the fucking okra or whatever. Oh, this is the last okra harvest of ever.
Yeah.
What do you do then? Well, I figure there's still got to be an island or something somewhere where people are able to self-sustain. But for the most part, that's the end of civilization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about what it takes to feed the world.
I know we make more food than we use, though.
Well, do we? Because there's a lot of people that don't have food.
Well, that's why it's so fucked up, because I did hear this thing about produce in the United States and how much we don't use simply because it has like a bruise on it or something. Like, even when they're picking it off the trees, like they'll just leave some there. And then especially against the supermarket, there's always like when you go to the supermarket and there's a bunch of something, like you're like, oh, that must be good. But then when there's only like one row of it, for some reason you assume there's something wrong with it, because they're like, why is there only like three oranges left? So then those oranges sit there. That's not really the main argument, but the main argument is like, apparently we only use like, I don't know what the percentage is. I fucked up last time I was on your show saying that pigs change the whatever in 2 days, looked it up, takes a few weeks.
You know what he's talking about?
I'm derailing myself here. But I think we do. With produce, I think there's a ton that we don't use. And that's what's so fucked. That's why it's so upsetting that so many people do.
That could be one good argument for our one world government, is that they could set aside like a fucking government agency to literally delegate.
Right, you wouldn't have to have charities. You wouldn't have to have charities take care of Africa, because they'd be our citizens.
Exactly, and they could delegate where every bit of food that's grown goes. Like, look, we know that, you know, Kansas is pumping out fucking enough corn to feed all of Africa. Right. Boom, you're out of there. Come on, and we'll get our little bit of corn from fucking Mexico that they got, whatever. Because, you know,
water
it's
might
right
be
there.
The one for real. Water might be. I mean, and having enough water to, well, which we'd have it now, but they always say that there could be a water shortage. But when I worked at a restaurant, you know how much food they throw away? I remember one time...
A fucking bunch.
I used to work at the Shrine, and they had all these buffets that they run all the time, and I was the dishwasher, so it always went through my hands before I went to the trash. So I remember I grabbed, like, a box full of chicken wings, and I put it away, and he's like, what are you doing? You can't take that home. And I'm like, why not? Because we're just going to throw it away anyway, and why don't we give it to people who need it? Like, well, then we'd have to hire somebody to come pick it up. And
it's just easier. Let's just throw it away.
And I'm sure that tons and tons of restaurants, you know, thousands of them within our country.
Well, you just call and order to go order 10 minutes before the place closes, and that's how you get your free food.
Go to a gas station, get the old donuts.
You know, I always wondered, like, why couldn't we get our shit together in an event, something like, you know, a global food shortage, or here comes an ice age out of nowhere for whatever reason. Why couldn't we go underground and grow food? Like, we have the technology now with LED lights. Like, people use grow lights made of LEDs, which are relatively inexpensive to make. You can mass produce the fuck out of them. You could use geothermal power. Why not move all the fucking plant production into hydroponics or whatever underground?
Because you realize the amount of fucking...
You'd have to have a lot of space.
Oh, my God. No, not the space, man. Not the space. The amount of work involved in that. In hydroponics. Like, so what... This
hydroponics is... Have you ever seen the way they make hydroponic lettuce, for instance?
No.
They have gigantic, say, fucking 300-long trough full of water. They grow them in stages, right? But they'll take a styrofoam and they'll feed their little fucking lettuce plant into the styrofoam and they'll float it on top of the water. And that's all that they ever have to do to it. They start it in the system and it just goes down the line. They push the next one in. And by the time it gets down this 300-foot thing, it's a full-grown thing of lettuce, you know, 38 days later or whatever. It's not that difficult. You get the systems to...
Really?
Is that underground?
You could do it underground.
Why?
It doesn't sound like this vampire salad, dude, that never seen the light of day.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, it'd be easy enough to do, though.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of like a interesting thing to sell in your restaurant. What about all of this food has never seen sunlight?
What about the factory meat?
I eat lab grown meat for sure.
I've never tried it, but I would.
I never tried it either.
Would you eat human?
I tried it.
Depends.
Would you eat human?
I would if I had to.
No, I mean,
in the days, like, there's nobody left alive. Yeah. There's no cows you can get a hold of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat a motherfucker.
Let's go a little bit further into that. Would you kill someone to eat them?
Yeah.
Cold blooded. You wouldn't wait for them to die first?
Like trapped in a mountain.
Sure. So say you're three or four people and you guys come across this one guy.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks since you've eaten.
The three of us come across some stranger.
Right. Would you kill this guy to eat him? Could you let that become... Because if you do that one time, it's going to become your norm. I got a feel.
Yeah, it changes you forever.
Right. The first time you do that, you've lost the fucking taboo.
I said this to you guys one time off air, both of you. But when you were having the cannibal conversation, I was like, what if we just chopped off my left leg and eat it this week, and then next week we chop off your right arm?
Do the lottery.
Or something like that.
It's
like
Twister. We spin the thing. Zach, left hand burn.
We can cauterize it somehow, hopefully, and, you know,
stop tourniquet.
The bleeding
and
all
if
that.
You die, well, we probably won't eat you, because if you died, you had an infection, and we don't want to eat that. So if you're looking any bad at all, we're just going to finish you.
But then when it happens, is like, it's your day. You know, it's the night before we're going to chop off your leg, and you're looking at me over here, like, barely surviving, fighting off infection, and you're like, you know, I should just kill him now. It'd be better for everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably.
I'd eat people, but I don't think I could kill somebody to eat them. I'd have to wait for them to die.
Really?
I don't really want to kill nobody.
What if they're like, dude, just kill me. One of us is going to survive, one of us ain't.
I'd be like, well, kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it,
bro. And then he dumps off of a cliff that you can't get down.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Let me tie a rope to your leg. See, he bounces off the side. That
you don't have the energy to pull him back up.
Pull you back up. It's a big boy, huh?
I'm just saying, you're
then I'll climb
you're
down
starved.
The rope and cut everything off from the
you're
leg
emaciated.
And just take the leg back up.
You're emaciated. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Probably.
Well, that's like that scenario in Batman where it's like our ship's going to go down or your ship's going to go down unless you, you know what I'm saying? Like I can sink yours or right, else you're both going down.
And Star then, Trek.
Or yeah, I'm sure that scenario plays out in a lot of shit.
No, but he's talking, you know what he's talking about in Dark Knight where the two, they had the boatload of citizens and the boatload of prisoners and they both had a fucking clicker to destroy the others and nobody did it.
Yeah.
Proving the Joker a dumbass.
I do it. Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I couldn't sentence somebody else to death like that just for me to
live. It's easy to say that they should, but then it's just like the actual, like being the executioner is different than saying, like, are you going to push the button? You know what I mean? Are you going to swing the blade or whatever?
That's a different thing. I think I could be an executioner depending on the circumstances. I think I could be called upon to be the guy to do that.
A blanket executioner or for certain crimes?
So what if we all decided in this scenario where we have to kill someone, everyone takes a vote and we decide we have to do it and we elect you to do it?
I mean, that'd be fine, I guess. What are we killing the person for? Because I have to agree with...
For the
because
they
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for eating. So I have to be the person to make the choline, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fuck, no, I don't want to do that.
You, bud.
No, I'm talking like criminals. Like somebody was a child rapist and murderer. Yeah, I could go put a bullet in a guy for that.
You fuck 10 episodes, you couldn't.
If it's my job, what I'm saying is I probably could do that.
Oh, okay. Like, well, because you couldn't torture somebody. I would shoot him in the face.
That's not torture.
Like, yeah. I won't torture you, but I'll shoot you in the face.
Well, that's a punishment.
It's like if you're a rabid dog, we don't feel the need to torture it. You know, like when people are like, I would just do put this it down, to a rapist or whatever. I'm like, this dog, there's something wrong with him. We all agree that he's defective. Let's kill him. Same thing with these rapists and killers and shit.
I agree.
Let's not harbor the bad feelings in it.
That's why. That's one of the reasons.
Slippery slope because rabies is a disease, and then you're calling, basically you're equating... Child,
I would say if somebody's brain is
not to use those words.
I would say somebody who's broken enough to the point where they think it's okay to rape people, children, or people, or kill people, is more or less diseased, but not in the type of way you're thinking of it, where it's a bacterial or it's like say you got bad programming. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're fucked up. You just have bad behavior. You're messed up.
You need a new piece of RAM.
Yeah.
Well, let's not be mad at him. Let's just get.
Let's give him a lobotomy then.
Get rid of the. Yeah, we could
cut out the bad parts.
Well, boys, let's go ahead and wrap this first episode up, get over into the social show, start playing our voicemails and stuff. I'm sure the same conversation is going to spill over into that.
For sure.
But that being said, thanks for listening to the first part of the show this week.
Definitely.
Stick around for the social after show. Other than that, we will
download it if you have to.
Yeah. You know, everybody on YouTube, stick around. We'll be back in about 5 more
minutes.
Thanks
for all the team guest votes, you fucking assholes.
Yes, I like it. Thank you, Zach.
Go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote on the actual poll.
True.
There's a Twitter poll going right now that's not looking good.
It ends on Sunday. So by the time, if you're listening to a podcast, you won't have enough time to.
Yeah. So anybody on YouTube, get on Twitter right now and make your vote.
Yep.
You can't make those go for any longer than a week.
7 days, man. That's what I did.
Well, let's do it again in 2 weeks and then we'll hype it up.
Do it for a month because it gives you like 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, a month.
Yeah, we'll probably go for a month. I don't think I'll beat you either way, though. So it's probably not necessary. You're winning like 50% of the vote between the rest is split between me and Armand.
I haven't checked recently.
Anyway, after that, just Google Surreal Talk. Check out all of our social media. Please follow us on all the platforms. It actually helps us out.
Pure Ratios, what's up?
Yeah, check out PureRatioCBD.com. Refer back to the beginning of the episode for the nice long ad we did on that. Otherwise, we'll see you guys here in a few minutes. Thanks a bunch.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.